MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Mike Brown here, of course, ETFSA. Mike, appreciate the time. Your latest state of the ETP, exchange traded product industry report out. This is for end September. And for the first time, the collective market cap of the exchange traded products, we're through 250 billion, a quarter of a trillion. It's taken a while to get here, but it is a noteworthy landmark for the industry.
Yes, no, it's the industry getting bigger all the time. And in fact, the overall market cap of all the ETFs, ETNs and other products in that sort of category listed on the JSE is now 284 billion rand. So the next thing, perhaps even before the end of the year, will be over 300 billion rand in ETPs. And we're currently on 284 products, so we might even have 300 ETFs and other products listed on the JSE by the end of this year. So it's really the momentum is growing quite strongly at the moment.
It is, and some of it's new issuances, but a lot of it is just the increase in value. And I'm thinking, for example, the Satrix Resi is more than doubled. I mean, it has been a good year to hold almost any exchange-traded product in our market.
That's it's a nail on the head. The overall size of the market cap of the ETP industry has grown by 60 billion rand. To date this year, first 9 months, of which 14.7 billion, let's say 15 billion of that was new capital. In other words, new ETFs being created or further issues of ETFs that are already being listed, just raising new capital. So the rest of it is market growth and everything's growing. Bonds have gone up, so have commodities, so have equities. You know, it's been a good year all around. And if you get a good year like that, just buying an ETF that gives you exposure to the market is often the best economic call. Investment strategy you can look at.
Yeah, I mean, just a top 40 ETF has done you some 30%, which is, if you did that in 3 years, you would be, but you've done it in, a little under 10 months at this point. We're also seeing growth in not so much the ETFs, but certainly the actively managed certificates. We're seeing good growth there. We're seeing some growth in actively managed ETFs, exchange traded notes, sort of the ETP part. But we are seeing a number of new issuances come to market aside from just the ETFs.
Yes, well, you've obviously read the report so fairly carefully because I haven't highlighted that. I thought I'd wait till the end of the year and then bring it up. But what has happened now, we've got 101 actively managed products listed in the JSE. And don't forget, actively managed products only really started in 2023.
Yeah.
And as against the rest of them are still ETFs, 284 products, 101 of them are actively managed. So the passive index tracking industry is still bigger. But one thing that is interesting, and I haven't, as I say, highlighted in this report, but I'll probably say more about it going forward, is that more money, new money, went into actively managed products this year than went into passively managed ETFs. So, you know, the debate is, should you be passive or should you be active? That debate's over. What's happening is a lot of active managers are saying, no, let's just become ETPs and let's list on the stock exchange. And so that's a big change in behavior. And there's now 53 different asset managers that have listed actively managed products. Now, that's quite a lot. And that probably says that a lot of the active managers are saying, well, if you can't lick them, join them. Let's go and list our products on the JSE. And there's some big benefits to that. It's much cheaper. You're actually handing over you don't have to run your own registration and your own trading and all the rest. You just outsource it to the stock exchange and a lot more efficient and a lot more effective and cheaper, and the investors are getting a better deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's that distribution which is so hugely important. In terms of size, it's still Satrix manages, almost 89 billion of assets under management. Signia just under 50, and then Absa just over 48. But Satrix remains the big one with the largest issuing as well in terms of absolute numbers.
Yeah, Satrix is, it's maintaining its position. In fact, it's getting bigger than anybody else in the industry in terms of its rate of growth. And it's interesting that it hasn't issued any actively managed products. So they're purely just sticking to old-fashioned ETFs. They may have something in the pipeline because I'll be surprised if Sonlum and Satrix between them don't join the actively managed bandwagon. But for the time being, they're not doing it. But they are getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And in the end, if you want to buy an ETF on the any major index, whether it's the S&P 500 or the World Index or this top 40 in South Africa or whatever have you, Satrix has got the product.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've captured, you know, if you want a product, you know, you can just go to one house name and that's Satrix and they'll give it to you. And that efficiency, I think, is working in their favor.
And Absa, I mean, Absa sitting there in third place, 48 billion of assets under management. They've only got three ETFs, five ETNs and an AMC. It really is the ETFs. It really is New Gold. I mean, this has been a golden year for gold and Absa reaping the benefit as New Gold shoots the lights out.
Yes, well, what's happened, as you know, commodities have done exceptionally well. I mean, the gold price has doubled now in what, 2 years or so, and we've seen platinum up by nearly 50% so far this year. So those ETFs that track the price of, you know, precious metals in the market have done very well. But one of the surprising things is that in the third quarter, there were more redemptions, in other words, people cashing in their gold and platinum ETFs than there were new money coming into them. So there seems to be quite a lot of profit taking place in the industry. Now, that's been wrong because the commodity gold keeps going to new highs all the time. So it doesn't mean every investor's a genius. It just means they've got it wrong or perhaps they're just taking short-term profits. But there is that commodity movement to commodity ETFs has been the big thing for Absa. And, you know, when people realize, well, maybe this commodity price run is not over yet, you could see another surge of money into those gold and platinum and even rhodium and palladium are starting to pick up quite a bit just recently.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has been. I mean, the run has continued post September end, but of course, you've potentially still done very, very well. There's a couple of new kids on the block. One of them is Easy ETFs. They took over a bunch and they're doing well as well. I mean, it's only $1.5 billion in their three active ETFs, but they've only been around, what, I think about a year. And it is only three of them in the active space.
Yes, well, this is Easy Equities that took a long time to get their ManCo registered and get off the ground. And they've three actively managed ETFs, two of them in global markets, and one is a balanced fund in the South African market. Yes, and it's gathered about 1.5 billion rand of money. Well, Easy Equities keeps telling us they've got 2 million investors in their business, so you'd expect it to be bigger. So I think there's still quite a lot of growth there, but that's nice. It's a new name. And I'd expect to see some product development coming from them, and I'd expect to see them continuing to grow. And that's a nice thing. A few years ago, we only had 10 companies issuing ETPs. Now it's up to, I think it's 16 in the last count I had, and there's more still to come. We know of quite a few active managers who said we'd do ETFs of our dead bodies. Well, there's a couple of dead bodies that have been moved out the way, and they're going to be joining the ETF industry. They've already joined or they're going to join very shortly.
That's a good point. And I mean, you were there at the founding of the Satrix 40, the first ETF. That'll be 25 years ago next month. It's taken us 25 years to get to that almost 290 billion. But this is an industry with real momentum behind it. I mean, there's no chance it's going to take another 25 years to double. It's probably going to happen fairly quickly. This is an industry that has really matured and has now got that momentum behind it.
It's sort of slowly. I mean, as you say, on 27th of November, 2025 is 25 years of ETFs, and I see I'm being rolled out to talk at a couple of conferences. People are saying, well, Yosef's museum relic is still around. He was there at when the first listings took place, and he's still around. So hopefully I won't embarrass people too much and say something interesting. But yeah, so they have 25 years of growth. But it's really compounding. It took a long time to get off the ground, a lot of opposition and barriers to entry for the ETF business. But it's now, the momentum's there. And I would say, yes, you know, we're going to see, you know, the next 25 years, I think that industry will, as we've seen in America and elsewhere in the world, will eventually take over.
Yeah, absolutely.
The asset management industry in due course. And that's still quite a long way to go in South Africa, but it's on the pathway to becoming much more important in all our lives.
Yeah, we've seen that. I mean, I take a minute, it is smaller. They're at single asset managers with more than the entire ETP industry, but that is changing, that is shifting. We'll leave it there. Mike Brown, ETFSA, always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.